Psalms 100. It's kind of the direction we're going to go today, and as far as thanksgiving and praise. It's been going on in my mind quite a bit lately, and I went over the scriptures and saw them distinctly stated, and so I'm thinking these are two separate things, and the more I studied, the more they became one. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, and we've done that today. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Hallelujah. We've come into this house to lift you up, to praise your name with thankful hearts today. God, we worship you today. I pray, Lord, that you would minister today as the word goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Praise and worship. That's what we did today. Praise and worship. And I think just because of the season and Thanksgiving is more on our minds. But the more I looked through Scripture and saw thanks and praise together, they were usually found in the exact same verse and with one purpose. Praise and thanksgiving are used together in Scripture and are closely woven together. True praise comes from a thankful heart. And a thankful heart longs to praise. Hallelujah. We need thanksgiving and praise woven together in our hearts and expressed in our lives. Amen. David understood that true praise and thanksgiving comes from a pure heart. From a pure heart. Hallelujah. You ever walked into the house of the Lord and everything that has gone on that week is just right there? Forefront of your mind, it's all you can think about. You've got all of the stress and the worries and everything else. And then the things that you may have done. Well, maybe that wasn't quite right. Maybe I shouldn't have spouted off at my mother like that on Thanksgiving because the turkey was dry. Maybe I shouldn't have, not that it was. Amen. Just an example. But David understood a very important principle that we need to get across today, and that is true praise and worship comes and must come from a pure heart. Psalms 26, 1 through 7 says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." Hallelujah. "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins." Anybody like when the Lord tugs on those? I said go this way. I said go to the church and knock until someone answers. "Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands of innocency, so I will compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. David is saying, not, God, look at me, I'm pretty much perfect. I've pretty much done everything right here. If you look through that with that kind of a spirit, you can have a very conceited look at David, but that is not David. If you have read it and know anything about David, that is not David. God, judge me honestly, sincerely. Look at me. Look, try my reign. Try my heart. Prove me. Examine me. Look at me. I want to be right above everything else. I want my heart to be pure. I want my motives to be right. Hallelujah. The things that drive your actions, I want them to be right. I want them to be right. We must be right with Him. And when we are right with Him, we will desire. It won't be a chore to come into the house of the Lord. And I look over and see Brother Rando worshiping during services. And it's a slow song. But there's no slow bone in his body. Hallelujah. There's worship. Hallelujah. There's excitement. Even in the slow song. Hallelujah. But when we are right with Him, it is a desire within us to praise Him and to thank Him for His goodness, to thank Him for His mercy. Hallelujah. Not only will we do it in private, but David said in Psalms 26 and verse 7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all of thy wondrous works. What does publish mean? To make a public announcement. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we can come to a church where it's okay to express ourselves. It's all right to express with a hand clap and a hand raised and a shout, hallelujah. It's all right when we come into the house of the Lord to lift up our voice and sing with a loud voice and to sing with a victorious voice today. Hallelujah. We can make and publish a public announcement of our thanksgiving and tell of His wondrous works. Sister Walker told of His wondrous works. Brother Jordan told of His wondrous works. If we run around this building like we usually do around Thanksgiving and all tell of the things that we are thankful for, every one of those things is a wondrous work of God. Hallelujah. And not only is that publishing of thanksgiving good in a service. Hallelujah. Publishing of His good works. Telling, making public announcements of His good works is as simple as going through the check stand and saying, "My, isn't God good today? Hasn't God given us a wonderful white snowfall?" Amen. Y'all have been in Alaska too long. It's like, when is breakup coming? Amen. Hasn't God given us such an extended summer? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's over. Just accept it. Hallelujah. Get the joy back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We will see grass again. Hallelujah. If not here, then in glory. Amen. But we can make, and it doesn't have to be standing on a box at Fred Meyer's at the front and shouting out the wonders. Now, if you want to do that, my goodness, I'll support you 100%. I'll come and amen you and be the praiser, whatever we need to do. But it's so simple to make announcements of God's goodness. You know, I wasn't feeling good this morning, but God touched me. I feel His strength that He gives to me. And this is in your conversation. If it's in your heart, just like your motives produce your actions, if it's in your heart, you're going to produce the words that glorify and magnify God for His wondrous works. You will make the announcements. You will publish those works. Hallelujah. You will tell all those. It'll be part of your conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 139, 23, 24. Again, David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts." Anybody ever get in trouble there? Know my thoughts. Know my thoughts. I get in trouble there all the time. I'm real good about biting my lip. Boy, can I think some evil things of somebody that cut me off. Know my thoughts. Know my thoughts. Search me, O God. See if there be any wicked way in me. Sometimes we don't even see it ourselves. We deceive ourselves of some of the wickedness in our own lives. God, bring it to the forefront. Make it known to you and to me. We can deal with this, hallelujah, and work through it and get past it and grow, hallelujah. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. One thing I love about God is He doesn't leave you where you're at. Look at the sin in your life. Just look at it. I'm going to be the light. It's going to expose. I'm going to be like the law. I'm going to expose all of the sin. But I'm not going to give you any way out. That is not the God that we serve. Hallelujah. That is not His desire. His desire is not to expose us. And His desire is not to make us feel bad for sin and to beat us down. That's not His desire. His desire is to lead us in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be right with You. Hallelujah. Now, we've already had praise and worship and thanksgiving and testimonies. But I want you to go through this verse with me. And if you would, just say it after me. And we'll go through each one of these. Because this needs to be a prayer in our life. If we want true praise and thanksgiving in our life, we need to do it with a pure heart. Hallelujah. So if you would, just say it after me. Search me. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help us today. God, help us today to have a pure heart. Help us today to have pure motives. In Jesus' name. So that when we praise and when we give thanksgiving to You, it is from a pure heart. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody feel the presence of the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about submitting our lives to Christ. Submitting our lives to His will in our lives. And His presence just floods. He doesn't just expose, but He floods our lives. He floods our hearts with His presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise is powerful. Praise is powerful. Praise a child and watch confidence grow. Just praise. Praise itself. Praise a coworker for a job well done and watch morale be boosted. For all those with a green thumb out there, praise a flower and watch it grow.
Watch it grow.
You're supposed to talk to your flowers. Amen. We all think you're crazy, but it works. Hallelujah. The transforming powers of praise in everyday life are quite numerous. We praise our children. Isn't that the most awesome drawing of, what was it again? That is amazing. That is the perfect resemblance of myself and the family and, yep, the dog. And that is a perfect drawing. You have done so well. Praise your child, and you watch. They'll continue to draw. And they'll continue to come back. For praise is powerful. Praise holds power. The same can be said of thanksgiving. Thank a child, and the same feelings arise. They seem to grow bigger right before your eyes when you thank them. Oh, thank you so much for doing this little insignificant thing for me. Whatever it is. Thank you so much. You picked up that book for me. Thank you. Thank you. You went and got my coat for me. Thank you so much. You cleaned your room, or at least you picked everything up and kicked the rest under the bed. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for taking out the trash. Thank you for doing the dishes. Thank you so much. What does that do? It builds. It builds. It builds confidence in those around you. It builds self-worth. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. But it's not just for those that you're doing it for. Because in that process of just saying thank you, you have revealed a pure motive, a pure heart. Thank you so much for what you did. And it's actually helping you grow. Hallelujah. Becoming more like God every day by just the simple acts of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Done with a pure heart. God, help me to see areas in my life that I'm not seeing right now that I should be thankful for. Help me to see areas in my life that I can offer praise and encouragement to those around me that I may not be seeing right now. God, open my eyes to opportunities to thank people and to give praise for things that are done for me and for the church. And the Walkers do such an amazing job, and it seems like every time we have to come to the church to tear something apart. Last night I had the entire sound system tore apart. The entire platform was completely in shambles. Cables, wires, everything. My wife was decorating, and what a wonderful... I told her she had to snip a few branches because I couldn't see over it. But, and they had just finished cleaning, and we totally disasterized. That's not even a word, but we're going to go with it. The church after they're done. But thank you for what you do. Amen. Thank you for what you do. We need to be looking. We need to be looking for those opportunities to thank people. That's something that this world does not have. An attitude or a heart of thanks. Thank you for checking out my groceries today. You were very efficient. You didn't hold us up at all. And you offered us a coupon. Amen. Thank you so much. It's almost like a shock on people's face when you say thank you nowadays. Even on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. Means the world to me. Thank you. Thank you. And you try, I know some of you haven't said it in a while. Let's just try it together. Here we go. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's good. It's good practice. One more time. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. That's not in my notes. That was free. I was just helping us practice. Hallelujah. Thank a coworker and see the results of greater effort. Thank you for what you did yesterday. That was great. Now watch the morale improve and watch the work ethic improve. More productivity and a more peaceful work environment. Thankfulness can transform hardened hearts of this very cynical world. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving expressed to those around us is a powerful force in the natural and changes those who encounter it. I'm just talking just in the natural. Just praising somebody for a good job and thanking. That's just flesh saying to other flesh, you did a great job. And see the results of just in the natural. Now, imagine, if you would, what this does in the spiritual. Just imagine how powerful praise and thanksgiving are in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Looking in the book of Acts, 16th chapter, 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that they published the mighty works of God. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. Praise causes things that seem to be unmovable to be shaken. Hallelujah. Do you have anything in your life that seems like it is unmovable? Something that you can't seem to find your way around? A situation maybe in your life that you just can't work through? Just can't get around it, can't get over it, can't dig your way under it, can't dig your way out of it? Help us, God. Praise causes things to be that seem to be unmovable to be shaken. Situations that are out of our control. Weights that are keeping us down and pressures of this life are lifted. Praise causes doors that were closed to be opened. Hallelujah. We see this in Paul and Silas's life. As they sang praises to God, the doors were immediately opened. Hallelujah. The doors that were locked shut were now wide open. Hallelujah. Praise causes opportunities in ministry and in outreach. Praise, it opens up the doors in closed off relationships. Those closed off family members that won't listen to you anymore. Guess what? Praise will open up the doors of communication with your family. Praise will open up the doors of communication with your family. Hallelujah. You think that what we're doing here on Sunday is just formality? No. Hallelujah. We come, we praise. We have a thankful heart. Hallelujah. That praise is opening up things. That praise is shaking foundations. Hallelujah. Moving and shaking the things that seem unmovable in your life. And they are opening doors that seem like they would never open in your life. Praise and thanksgiving will open those doors. Praise causes things that bind you to be loosed. Hallelujah. Praise causes things that bind you to be loosed, giving freedom and liberty. Hallelujah. That's what praise does. Hallelujah. Things that may be binding you. Guilt, condemnation, failures, inadequacies. How many have any of those? You spend the rest of the service naming them off. Inadequacies, failures, beating ourselves up. Praise causes things that bind you to be loosed. Hallelujah. The bonds of sin are loosed as the repented sinner praises God to receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. How are the chains broken? Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I have heard it said, I just don't have freedom and liberty to praise like I should. You ever heard that? Talking with somebody in the altar, praying with them, and I just don't have the freedom that you do. I'm more reserved, and I don't have that kind of liberty to praise like I should. And the problem with that is that's backwards thinking. It's backwards thinking. It's completely opposite, because praise is what gives the freedom and the liberty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the praise ought to come out, and then your feelings of, well, I don't have freedom and liberty, that'll come. We're thinking backwards. Glory to God. Glory to God. Freedom and liberty are the result of praise. Are the result of praise. And your praise and thanksgiving could be the key in the service, in the moment, in the witnessing, could be the key that opens the door and looses the bonds of others. Hallelujah. What does the scripture say? Everyone's bands were loose. All the doors were opened. The entire structure, foundation, building, prison was shaken. Hallelujah. Because of two. Because of two. Hallelujah. In a service, it can be because of one. Hallelujah. It can be because of one. Praising and worshiping God with a pure heart, hallelujah, can shake and move the unmovable. It can cause the doors that were closed to be open, not just for you, but for those around you. Hallelujah. And it looses the things that bind you, and those around you can be loosed from their bounds or the things that are binding them by your praise. I've always thought that it was just me and for me, and it's all about me, and if I praise, then I can be loosed, and I the things that have me bound can be broken. The chains can come off, hallelujah, and I can have more liberty. But I've watched multiple times as God is moving over here. Brother Arandis is worshiping up and down, up and down, up and down. Hallelujah. And it spreads. Amen. Brother Alex, up and down, up and down, up and down. Sister Wade takes off running the aisles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So good to see them here today. Amen. And it's moving. It's breaking. It's loosing. It's breaking chains. It's as it's progressing and moving throughout. And it's not just within our services. Hallelujah. I've seen people give their testimony of thanksgiving and praise of what God has done in somebody else's life, and you can see situations in their life being opened up, doors being opened up in the person they're testifying to. Hallelujah. And then they bear witness of the things that God is working in their lives over. It's amazing the power of praise and thanksgiving from a pure heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 16:30. This is the result. Yes, Paul and Silas were set free by a miraculous work of God, by shaking the foundations and opening the doors and loosing what had them bound. But I like the result of praise. The result is Acts 16:30. and brought them out and said, this is the jailer. This is the jailer. He wasn't singing praises. He was scared out of his mind. He thought, first he was going to die in all of the chaos that was going on around him. And then these people were in his charge. He could die for letting them free. But at the end of the praise, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The things that were binding him, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family? I pretty much lost my job here. Right? Could you imagine the things that were binding him right then? The things that were weighing him down? All of those things were on his mind. But he didn't come to Paul and Silas and say, are you going to pay for this? The place is destroyed. I'm going to have to go take you to another prison or round everybody up. What am I going to do here? No. His words are, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. The power of praise and thanksgiving with a pure heart. Hallelujah. Praise caused the jailer and his family's lives to be forever changed. Praise changed their lives. Glory to God. Praise and thanksgiving is an important part of our personal prayer life, but it's also a powerful aspect of God's people coming together. And that's what we did today. We came together, we sang together, we praised, we worshiped. Hallelujah. Part of our, it is a powerful part of our daily lives. It's a powerful part of when we come together. In Psalms 35, 18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, and I will praise thee among much people. Hallelujah. This morning, there are much people. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Glory to God. There are much people in the house of God today praising and worshiping God. David was a man after God's own heart. The proof was not in his failures, but in his desire to be pleasing to God in his actions and his motives. Something that I have been praying a lot lately is, God, let my actions be pure. Let my motives be pure. God, let my heart be pure. I want my desires to be right. I want my motives to be right. And that will lead my actions to be right. God, help me to be after your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving are an outward expression of a heart that desires to please God. We see that in David's life, in David's writing, in the Psalms. We see it time and time again, praise and thanks, praise and thanks, praise and thanksgiving. It was part of his life. He didn't care who was watching. He didn't care who was criticizing him. He was going to show and have outward expression of the desires of his heart. He was going to show his praise and his worship. He was going to publish. He was going to make public announcement of his praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13, 15. Glory to God. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. The sacrifice of praise to God continually is giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. It is giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. The fruit of our lips. It's not, we see other places in Scripture where it refers to lip service, where it is just How can I say this nicely? It's not just your yapper. Just not your lips doing the work. There's a seed that comes to maturity and becomes the fruit of the lips. And it is your desire, your praise, your thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Your sacrifice of praise to God continually is giving thanks to His name. Hallelujah. It's not vain repetition. Hallelujah. But it's sincere and it's from a pure heart. I was reading a blog the other day. Don't usually spend a whole lot of time reading other people's opinions. Everybody's got one. But every once in a while, something will stand out. And as I was reading through this article, this paragraph stood out. He states, "I've talked to many people who ask, if I sing and shout and dance when I don't feel anything, doesn't that make me a hypocrite? And my answer to them is no. It makes me a Christian." Hallelujah. Praise is not a matter of feeling. Praise is a matter of acknowledging the truth of who God is. Hallelujah. God is almighty. When you feel He is, and when you don't feel that He is, God is almighty. God loves you when you feel He does, and when you do not feel that He loves you. God is faithful to His promises, even when we feel like nothing is happening. Praise is not about responding to a feeling. It is about declaring truth. Hallelujah. Praise is about declaring truth. Feelings usually come later. But even if they do not, praise is valid and right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise is not responding to our favorite song. Hallelujah. I know that we all have a song that just really, we connect with it. And that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. And we can praise during that. Can we praise during a song that maybe we don't know all the words? Maybe I don't know all the words. Hallelujah. Maybe I don't know what chords to play. But can we praise through it anyway? Hallelujah. Because it's not about us. It's not about the feeling of the moment. It's about an almighty God that loves us whether we feel it or not. Hallelujah. He's there. He's faithful whether we see it or not. Hallelujah. He is the healer whether He heals us or not. That's not the point. The point of praise is to declare truth of who God Almighty is in Jesus' name. He is the one true God. Hallelujah. God Almighty. And our job is to praise Him with a pure heart and to have thanksgiving in our heart. Hallelujah. Because He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise and thanksgiving are because He is God. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm not going to ask for us to to come down and have an emotional time based on feelings this morning. Yes, we feel His presence, and yes, He is in this place. But today, we're going to come down and declare truth. Hallelujah. We're going to come down and praise the Almighty God Because He is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all of the situations that are in your heart, in your mind, the things that you're thinking about, maybe things that you're worrying about, just like Paul and Silas, in the midst of our praise, you're going to start feeling those things going away. The things that seem unmovable in your life, you're going to see them start to shake. Hallelujah. The doors that are closed in your life right now, you're going to start seeing them open during your praise. Hallelujah. The things that have you bound today will be loose. Chains will be knocked off of you, and you will be set free in the midst of your praise. Hallelujah. And we're not doing this based on feeling today. We're doing it based on the fact that He is God Almighty. So as we come and gather in today, in Jesus' name, let's come and gather in. I'm going to read Psalms 100 again. And then we are going to praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. We're going to lift our voice. We're going to lift our hands. We're going to clap our hands. We're going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Whatever you feel today. Hallelujah. Whatever action you need to do to express your praise, that's what you're going to do. You're going to publish your praise today in the house. In Jesus' name. Not based on feeling. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord, He is good. And His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah! 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 God, we worship You. God, we give You praise, God, for who You are. You are God Almighty. Hallelujah! You are all-powerful, all-knowing. You are everywhere. Hallelujah! You know the end. You know the beginning. You know what we're going through now. We give You praise. And glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. God, we come, Lord, with a thankful heart today.